Welcome to episode 1271 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. For several months, we have been featuring a series on the podcast entitled 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look. It has offered us an opportunity to explore the character, ministry, and purpose of Jesus. That series continues this week with a chapter focused on the parables Jesus taught during a 3.5-year ministry in Judea and Samaria.
Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house.
Light. It's one of the first things God ever created. "Let there be light," he declared in the beginning, and the darkness fled. Light has always been God's weapon against chaos, confusion, and fear. In the New Testament, Jesus picks up this powerful metaphor to describe something deeply spiritual, deeply human, and deeply divine: the life of a disciple. In Matthew 5, verse 15, nestled in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus paints a vivid picture of how his followers are to live. Like lamps, not hidden, not smothered, not obscured, but lifted high, shining bright, illuminating dark spaces so that others may see, know, and glorify the Father in heaven. This is not just a command, it's a calling. It's a revelation of identity. You are light, and light is meant to shine. Jesus speaks these words as part of his radical sermon that flips worldly values upside down. The Beatitudes have just blessed the poor in spirit, the mourners, the meek, and the persecuted. He then pivots to purpose.
"You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world."
And then the gem that we are focused on today. The King James Version puts it this way:
"Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bushel."
A bushel refers to a measuring basket or container, specifically a vessel used in the ancient world to measure grain, flour, or other dry goods. It wasn't a lamp cover by design. It was a common household container, like a small basket or bowl used for trade or storage. It was as if someone looked for the nearest thing that was at hand to cover the light that was meant to shine. Jesus is addressing a crowd of ordinary people: fishermen, farmers, housewives, tax collectors, the marginalized, and the overlooked. He's not speaking to religious elites or powerful officials. He's declaring that the ordinary, touched by his truth, becomes extraordinary. He tells them, and us, that we are God's light bearers in a dark world. A lamp in first century Palestine was a small clay vessel filled with oil and a wick. It was placed strategically in a home, usually on a stand carved into the wall, so the little flame could cast the maximum amount of light. There was no electricity, no overhead lighting, no ambient glow. A single lamp could dispel darkness in an entire room. And what a tragedy it would be to light such a lamp and then cover it up. It would defeat its purpose. Jesus is pointing out the absurdity of hiding something whose entire purpose is to be seen, to give light, to guide others. But the light of the world says something truly remarkable. "You are that lamp. I am that lamp." If Christ has lit your life with truth, mercy, forgiveness, and grace, then your life has a purpose: to shine. Not in arrogance, not in self-promotion, but in a way that points people to the source of all light, Jesus himself. Let's be honest. Sometimes we hide our light. Sometimes we hide it out of fear. Fear of being judged, mocked, excluded, or misunderstood. Sometimes we hide it out of insecurity, thinking we're not holy enough, smart enough, good enough to shine. Sometimes we hide it out of comfort, choosing ease over influence, silence over witness. But every time we cover the light God has placed in us, we rob the world of something beautiful. We rob our family, our co-workers, our community, and even ourselves. A hidden light helps no one. It cannot push back darkness. It cannot guide. It cannot reveal truth. It cannot warm a cold heart. So Jesus reminds us, don't cover it up. Put it on the stand. Let it give light to everyone in the house. But what does it mean to shine? To shine your light isn't about being loud, showy, or drawing attention to yourself. It's about authenticity, love, and truth. It means living with integrity in a dishonest world, showing kindness in an age of cruelty, speaking truth in a culture of confusion, Choosing forgiveness when revenge would feel better. Extending grace when judgment is the easier option. Serving humbly when self-promotion is the norm. In other words, shining your light means being like Jesus, full of grace and truth. Jesus says the lamp gives light to everyone in the house, not just to yourself, not just to those who are like you, but everyone. This is a communal picture. Your light isn't just for you. It's not just for Saturday or Sunday morning. It's for wherever you are placed, your job, your classroom, your family, your friendships, your online presence. If God has placed you somewhere, it's because there is a need for light there. Your influence, when lived authentically for Christ, can be a beacon for someone else navigating darkness. Let's remember what light does. It reveals what's hidden. Just like a flashlight in a dark cave, our lives can reveal truth and uncover lies. It brings warmth. Light brings comfort and safety. When you love others as Jesus does, your presence becomes a shelter. It guides the way. Like a lighthouse in a storm, your life can help others find their way home, to God. And none of this is about being perfect. It's about being willing. Willing to shine, even when you feel small. Willing to reflect Jesus, even when it's costly. Let's get deep. Jesus cares about visibility. Jesus was not interested in private, hidden faith. Yes, prayer is private. Giving can be private. But our witness is not meant to be hidden. Jesus came to be seen. John writes that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. He walked among people, taught in public, touched lepers, and wept with the broken. Jesus desires his followers to live lives that shine with his character. He wants the world to see, not for our glory, but for his.
Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
Jesus places us with purpose. The lamp was placed on a stand. You are not where you are by accident, whether in a classroom, an office, a hospital, or at home with toddlers. God has positioned you. And where he places you, he also equips you to shine. Jesus himself was strategically placed. Born in Bethlehem, raised in Nazareth, ministered in Galilee, died in Jerusalem, resurrected to the world. Every location, every person, every interaction was on purpose. So it is with us. Jesus is the source of the light. We are not the source of light. We are the lamp. The flame comes from Jesus, the light of the world. Our job is to stay close to him, filled with his Spirit, so his light flows through us. Like the moon reflects the sun, we reflect Jesus. What are some practical steps you can take to shine your light? Spend time with the light. The more time you spend in Jesus's presence, in prayer, scripture, and worship, the brighter your light becomes. Take risks, speak up, invite someone to church, share your testimony, offer to pray with someone. Be consistent. A steady lamp is more useful than a flickering spotlight. Your daily faithfulness shines brighter than you realize. Don't wait to be perfect. Let your light shine as you grow. God uses cracked vessels to show his glory. Encourage other lights. When one lamp shines, it can ignite others. Community fuels courage. Jesus didn't say, "Try to be light." He said, "You are the light of the world." It's not something you have to strive for. It's your identity in him. You don't generate the light, you carry it. So take off the basket. Remove the fear, the shame, the hesitation. You were made to shine. Let your life be a testimony. Let your actions speak of hope. Let your words bring healing. Let your presence push back the dark. Because you are the lamp, and Jesus has lit your flame. Father, we thank you for the light you've placed within us through Jesus Christ. Help us not to hide it, but to let it shine with boldness, love, and truth. Remove anything that dims or covers your presence in our lives. Place us on the stands you've prepared, and may our lives illuminate the path for others to see you more clearly. In every word, every deed, and every quiet moment, may we reflect your glory. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.